The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shalom, Daf Tzadi Zayin. Today's more discussion is a Moshe Pesach, which is Korav Shlomim, and various halachas of what to do with the Korban Pesach, Shavuos Nasai. Basically, we see that a Korban Pesach can easily switch over and become a Shlomim. The Gemara earlier, Daf Ayin, brings a Pasuk, Parshas Ve'eviz, Avachta Pesach, L'Hashem Elokecha, Tzoyinu Bokar, and the Gemara darshins that Korban Pesach is Korav as a Pesach, and if it can't be brought as a Pesach, then it's brought as something that comes from Tzoyinu Bokar. The Gemara says that's a korban shlomim, which is bom not soinu mina boker. The Gemara speaks about akira. We know by an oshem l'moshel, moiser oshem is korav oila. The real halacha is it's your actually stoyv, gets a mum, you sell it, and the money goes in the double and nidvas tzibur to oila's tzibur. However, if you make an akira, however that works, you can switch it michayim and make it into an oila and be makavit as an oila. Pesach is even easier. Pesach doesn't need an akira, doesn't need any significant changeover. Automatically, Pesach passes, it's over shnosoi, it automatically becomes a shlom. Chazanish in Tmura Simin Lamedalot says that an osham is a new chalos kedusha. It used to be an osham, and now it's a new chalos kedusha. It changes the new kedusha of kedusha's oila, either it's mei oila, or with akira becomes shechted as an oila. Zokta Chazanish, Pesach is not like that. Pesach, from the beginning, already had in it a Kedusha Shlomim. Right away, the Korban Pesach has in it a Kedusha Shlomim. David and Shurim and Tmura Dafyud Gimel brings a similar word from Briskerov, Aaron, Zvachim Simon Ches also says it. And the stipler is Marachiv a little bit in the word, and he says that the Kedusha's Korban Pesach, from the beginning, was Bitnai Kilu. Almost. That if it will be brought out of Pesach, Kedino it will be a Pesach, and if it will not be brought out of Pesach, or brought a different time, then it will be a Shlomim. So Korban Pesach, we see, has some sort of dual Kedusha. It could be a Pesach, Bezmana, and it could be a Shlomim. Now we know the halacha is that the Zemachloik is Tanoim, when is the Zman of Achilas Pesach? Blaz Ben Azari says that Pesach is only Nechal Ad Chatzos. To the Rabbon and Rekiva, you have till the morning. However, the Gemara says in Zvachim that even the Pirub Elazar ben Azariah, that Pesach is Nechal, Ad Chatzos, and after Chatzos, you may not eat Korban Pesach anymore if you want to be Mefagol in the Korban. Dahainu, you want to have Machsheves, Chutzlis Manoi, in the Shechita, in the Kabbalah, and the Avodah of the Korban. You have to think to eat the Pesach tomorrow. It's not enough to think to eat the Pesach after Chatzos. But rather, you have to have Machsheves, Achilas, Chutzlis Manoi of the next day. And it's not enough just the achila of after chatzos. Dr. Briskerov in Zvachim Daf Tes brings from his father Reb Chaim that mitzah the korban itself, this man is till the morning. This that korban pesach has to be finished by chatzos if you're belazim in Azariah is not a halacha in the hilchas korban. Rather, it's a halacha in the pesach shaboy. So it sounds like Reb Chaim also is going. That you have these two dinim, and there's the etzem shem korban that stands by itself, and then there's the new halacha of korban pesach. He says, you see, there are other halachas that the korban pesach brings into the sugya that aren't regular hilchos korban. The halacha has to be roasted, tzliyesh, and has to be whole. The halacha that milas chorav avodim is ma'akiv, that if the person's children or avodim didn't have a bris milah, then he can't eat for the korban pesach, he can't bring in korban pesach. These are all halachas in korban pesach. Zot Reb Chaim and not halachas in the regular korban shaboy, and pigal is a regular korban halacha, and therefore you have to wait till the next day. You have to be mechashav on the next day. Nor Sameach says even more al derech zeh. Nor Sameach says that we know that Pesach is nechal balayla. Pesach can't be eaten from the zman shchita until nacht, until night. Zot Reb Meir Simcha, really mehilchas korban, you could eat the korban erev Pesach in the afternoon. But if you do that, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah's essay of achilas pesach balayla, so don't do it. But technically, mehilchas the korban shaboy, I should say mehilchas the shlomim shaboy, it would really be nechal even Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So we see klar from kama svaras and halachas that the chayim say that there are two dinim going on in Korban Pesach, two halachas that work side by side in this single korban, that it's mitzad echad korban shlomim, mitzad sheni, it has special halachas that are miyuchat to Korban Pesach that we only have in Pesach, we don't have the other korbanos. It could be that the makor of these two dinim, bisharasham, really state in Pasuk and Chumash. The Torah speaks about Korban Pesach in a number of places. Two places be'ikah, in Parshas Boy and Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Boy, the Torah says, V'avaditos havoida hazois, there's a special avoida of Korban Pesach. There in Parshas Boy, Torah says, Kol orer lo yechol boy, b'necho lo yechol boy, milos chorav avodav is ma'akev. These are halachas that are not found by regular korbanos. And Pshat is, in Parshas Boy, the Torah is saying that there's a special korban, a korban of Avoida, a korban of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, a korban of, let's redo every year, relive every year, the matzav of Pesach Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael got up, where Mekabalah Malchus Shemayim took a sheep in Mitzrayim, b'Mesiris Nefesh, and shechted it. They were able to misgaber on the whole culture of Mitzrayim, and Avodizor of Mitzrayim, and shech the korban, and Mekabalah Malchus Shemayim with that. And every year when we sit down to eat our Korban Pesach at the Beis HaMikdash, we're doing that. We're reliving the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim that they had in Mitzrayim. And therefore it has all the special halachas, even though we know that our oral can't eat from any Korban. Oral is also be Truma, also be Kachim. But there's a special halacha, oral can't eat from Korban Pesach, and even Schar Vavadov would be Ma'akib in Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, somebody who has a son, who has an Eved, that's not a Gemalata, he's not shyach to the bris, to the Ki'onu Amecha, that would become Am Hashem Pesach night. He's not part of that. And then there's another halacha Korban Pesach, and that's in Parshas Re'eh. In the middle of Hilchas Yom Tov, the Torah says, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem L'Kecha Tzoyinu Bokar. That there's a mitzvah Korban Pesach, and the Gemara Darshan's from Tzoyinu Bokar, this halacha that Moshe Pesach is Korban Shlomim. Pshat is because it's not just that Moshe Pesach is Korban Shlomim, which is a bomb in Tzoyinu Bokar. It's more than that. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah is describing to you the Korban Shlomim that you bring Pesach by night. There's a korban, it's Yom Tov, and there's a chiyuv of Achilas Basar, of Simchas Yom Tov, and you do that with this korban called Korban Pesach, the Shalmei Choyve that comes every year. And that's the second halach in Korban Pesach. If that's the case, Korban Pesach has two halachas, one of Korban Pesach, of Parshas Boy, of the Chiddush Bris, of the Avoida Hazois of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a second halach of Shlomin that you have in Parshas Re'eh, if it's not Pesach, and you have the animal here anyways, it can't be the Korban HaBris, the Korban of Avoid of Parshas Boy. It could still be the Korban Shlomim of Parshas Re'eh, of Tzoyinu Bokar. That's why, even though Pesach is not Bom in HaBokar, that's... the Torah could still say Tzoyinu Bokar, because in Parshas Re'eh we're discussing the Korban Shlomim aspect, the Korban Shlomim Chelik of the Korban Pesach, and that's the Chelik, the Korban Pesach, that goes over after Pesach and becomes a Shlomim. Just on a side, the people who weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach on the Midbar, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Loma Nigara, not to bring Korban Hashem B'moy Adoy. They didn't want to bring a Shlomim. A Shlomim anybody could bring. They can bring every day, any day in the backyard. You go to the Mishkan, Shech the Shlomim, bring it home and eat it. They weren't looking for Korban Shlomim. They were looking for Korban Hashem. They were looking for the Avodah Hazois, the special Chashivas that Korban Pesach has, more than a regular Shlomim. That's what they wanted to bring. And that's what they talk brought in Pesach Sheni. Homio, now we understand why Pesach switches over very easy to Shlomim. Because it isn't just one korban that switches to another korban, like the Chazon Ish explains, by a Moiser Ashram that becomes an Oila, that needs an Akira, because it's changing Kedushas one to the other. But rather, every single korban Pesach from the Tchilas Dinoi was always also a Chelik of it. And one aspect of it, one din of it, was a Korban Shlomim. And